This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Let's say you buy grapes or apples and they're not organic. And you might think, stupidly, that you can just wash off the pesticides.
The Health Ranger Report.
That's like thinking you can take a rapist and wash off the rape.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Not a lot of people have thought about this, but if virtual reality takes hold, the cities will be gutted. There will be a mass exodus out of the cities because cities will no longer serve any particular advantage to people who are living out their lives in virtual worlds. And that's what I'm going to cover in this episode. Thank you for joining me. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You're listening to healthrangerscience.com, and you can check out more podcasts at that URL. So, why do people live in cities, or historically speaking, why have they? Well, it's because they want to engage in commerce, right? If you want to have a marketplace for something to buy or sell, you need a city. There's a critical mass advantage in large numbers of people getting together to essentially trade or barter or buy and sell. Secondly, people need cities because of the socialization aspect. This is especially true among younger individuals who want to be able to interact socially and find a mate, and which they're not aware that's what they're doing when they're going out and partying and dancing and dating and socializing, but they're all looking for mates. They're programmed to do so, as we all were. And so that's why they want to live in cities. That's why youth tend to love to live in cities, but then when they get older, they tend to migrate out of the cities. There's another reason, and that is your job, your employment. For a lot of people, they could get a better paying job in a city because obviously you have critical mass of employers in the city as well. And finally, there's also a protection, at least a perceived protection, where you've got, you know, fire and police and ambulances. You can just dial 911 and supposedly they show up. That's actually not as true as you might think because, well, in cities like Chicago, they have, you know, over 1,000 shootings a year these days, and police are slower and slower to respond because many cities are on the verge of bankruptcy. So city services are also collapsing or eroding, but that's a separate discussion. Now, why would people leave cities as virtual reality takes hold? The answer is because more and more people will be living out their lives in virtual worlds. They will exist, they will live in kind of a small apartment, very small, almost a cocoon, just enough to take care of their biological needs, you know, a toilet, sink, a small kitchen, a shower, what have you. But then for the most part, they're going to be engaged in the virtual reality world, almost consumed by it, really. And they'll put on their VR goggles, and they will use the VR world as a place to do all the things that cities have typically done for us. So they will socialize in VR worlds. If it's real enough, why do you need to party in the real world when you can do a lot of socialization in the VR world? That will become a bigger and bigger thing. Secondly, you can have a job in the VR world. There will actually be full-time positions, jobs, in the VR world. For example, today you have traveling salesperson jobs in, let's say, the lab science industry. So you have people flying all over the world to sell lab instruments. Well, they can do a lot of that through VR if the other party also has a VR presence. You can have a lot of sales conversations via VR. You can do business meetings via virtual reality. So a lot of work. You could even have a virtual office in the VR world, and you simply commute to work by just putting on the VR goggles and loading the correct program and then, you know, tuning in. You got to have bandwidth, obviously, to make this happen, but bandwidth is more readily available everywhere, even in rural areas. So it's bandwidth that's actually going to determine where people end up living and moving. Because why would you want to live in a city in a high-cost, cramped apartment when you could be living out in the country with a 10 times bigger place, having fresh air and sunshine and clean rainwater off your roof, and you could have a little garden? As long as you had bandwidth, you could still get online, and in your VR world, you can have a job, you can have socialization, and you can engage in commerce. So if you're buying things, the future of retail is really, kind of sadly, the Amazon model, which is giant floating warehouses on blimps in the sky and drones bringing it down to you wherever you are in the city or the country. You don't need a mall anymore. Malls are history. You don't need a commerce street in a city. You don't even need to go to the city anymore to get most of the things that you need. You can get them through retailers like Amazon, who have distributed warehouses all over the country and are working quite diligently on drone delivery, which is faster than driving into the city or around the city to get what you need. So all of the primary reasons why cities exist today are going to become mostly obsolete as we have the rise of virtual reality. And the more real the VR worlds become, the more people will abandon cities and move out into the country where it's more affordable and cleaner and nicer, as long as they still have bandwidth. So that's why we're going to see a mass exodus away from the cities. That is, if our society stays intact. So let me wrap a big if around all of what I've just said, this entire podcast. None of this will happen if we have a massive catastrophic collapse of technology for some reason. Let's say an EMP weapon or a solar flare takes us back to the 1800s, you know, grid down scenario, right? And let's say the internet goes down and stays down for some reason that perhaps we can't imagine at the moment. Or there's nuclear war, or there's, you know, different apocalyptic scenarios. Obviously, in those scenarios, VR doesn't take hold. What I'm describing here is if we don't have a cataclysmic type of collapse or event, then VR becomes more and more ubiquitous, and the VR worlds become the places, the virtual places, where people carry out these kinds of activities that are typically done in physical form right now in the physical world. And what's also interesting about VR worlds is, of course, you can have an infinite number of them. You don't have to go to a VR world that is boring like your office job. You could have a job in a VR world that's a lot more interesting, or you could have parties or socialization in VR worlds that are incredibly bizarre, even worlds that violate the laws of physics as you experience them in the real world. So VR worlds can be very enticing to people, and I see a future where physical human beings are addicted to the VR worlds in which they live. And they really, I mean, remember the movie Surrogates with Bruce Willis? Watch that movie because it gives a great kind of overview of what this would be like, where people are living in their decaying bodies in a comfortable seat with the VR equipment on, and they're controlling their virtual self. In that case, it was a physical robot in the real world, but it could more easily be a virtual person or an animal or anything you want it to be in the virtual world. In other words, your identity in the virtual world doesn't have to be who you are in the real world, obviously, which should be very interesting for the online transgender community. So if you're wondering why 80% of the people you meet are women, that's because not all of them are. Just a little hint. So that should be a very interesting little social experiment in the future VR worlds. Nevertheless, mass exodus from the cities, if all of this happens, means a crash in city real estate prices. And people who are into city real estate should think about that, because this could all happen in the next 20 to 30 years in a very big way. I hope you found this interesting. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerscience.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.